And the next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Lindsey Whalen, who begins her first season at her alma mater following a storied college, professional, and Olympic playing career. She takes over a Golden Gopher squad that returns four of its top five scorers, including All Big Ten guard Kenesha Bell and Big Ten Freshman of the Year Destiny Pitts, after the Gophers went 24-9 last year and reached the second round of the NCAA tournament. Coach, good morning. Welcome to the Big Ten coaching ranks, and thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with a quick opening statement, then we'll open it up for questions from the media. Coach Whalen, are you with us? We have some minor technical difficulties with Coach Whalen. She'll be with us momentarily.
I'm here.
Coach,
I'm here.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Could you start off with a quick opening statement, then we'll take some questions.
Yeah. It's just been a really, really fun year transitioning from playing to coaching. And I've enjoyed getting to know our team and putting in a system and everything that entails. So it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot, that's for sure. And I know I'll be continuing to learn a lot as I'm going through my first season and into, you know, competing, you know, with and amongst the best teams in the Big Ten. It should be a very fun season.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
Your first question is from the line of Michelle Volpool with ESPN.com.
Well, good morning, Coach Whalen. It's fun to
good
call
morning,
you that
Michelle.
Now.
Yes.
I guess if I could just two questions quickly. The first is the conference obviously has changed, you know, in terms of membership and other things in the time since you played. But I know you've watched it, you've observed it, and watched that change. I wonder if you could sort of comment on that, where the conference is now in terms of its standing nationally. And then second, if you just talk about your team's offense, because you have some, I think, some dynamic offensive players, and obviously, you know, you played at the highest level offense there is in women's basketball. If you could comment on how much progress you think this team can make offensively and how important that's going to be for you guys.
Well, yeah, your first question about the conference, it's a lot different than when I played. It's, you know, first of all, it's bigger. So when I played, there was 11 teams, and now we have 14. And look at the teams that we added: Nebraska, Rutgers, and Maryland. So just some legends of the game. And so it's gotten a lot better, no question. I feel like it's one of the better women's basketball conferences in the country from what I've been able to watch from the last bunch of years, and watching the Big Ten tournament, just seeing how competitive it's been. It's fun to now be joining and to be able to compete against all these great programs and great coaches and be tested and to just to be able to come in and have this opportunity to learn as I go and learn from the other great coaches within the conference is going to be great, because there's so many legends of the game that are within this conference. So I'm really looking forward to that. As far as our offense, we return, you know, a lot of players who were able to be really successful on that side of the floor. And so, you know, now it's our job to put in our plays and our system and what we want to run. And, you know, obviously, Kenesha and Destiny are big parts of that. But, you know, we're going to need to make up for graduating a couple centers last season, and Carly Wagner, who was the third all-time leading scorer at the school. So we have some ground to make up, but we feel good about where we're at. And, you know, defensively, we feel like we're making some strides as well. So over this first 3-4 weeks of practice, it's been good, and we're just trying to work hard and get better every day.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Christy Winters-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Lindsey, welcome home, number one, back at
Thank
Minnesota.
You.
What has been your biggest adjustment? I know it hasn't been that long, but when you see the players out there playing, I know you said that your key word for them right now was details. How are you getting that point across to them without actually, you know, suiting up and actually demonstrating that, because you're still so close to the game that way?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, to your first point, the biggest adjustment has been just as a player, you do what you can to be physically ready for practice, and then you practice, and then you're done for the day. And so with coaching, you're studying video, you're thinking of different ways that the team can be successful, thinking of different drills, and you're always kind of thinking about the next practice and the next game. And so it doesn't just end with when practice is over for that day. It just, as a player, kind of, for the most part, it just kind of ends. And so having that has been an adjustment, but it's been fun. It's definitely a fun part is thinking about preparing for the next day and the next practice. And then, the details, that piece, it's just, you know, for me, it's just talking through a lot of stuff with a lot of the players and making sure that, you know, we've actually been watching quite a bit of video just to kind of keep those details sharp and making sure that if we do have something that we see that that's maybe a mistake, that we're working on that. And so I think through that and just talking through it with them and just having patience as well, because it's a brand new system, and just understanding that from a player's perspective, I hope has helped our players so far.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Charles Hallman with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder.
Hey, good morning, Coach. On paper, obviously, it looks that your scoring output would be guard-orientated, but how much an advantage or disadvantage that will provide for you if size is the issue?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah, we have a lot of, you know, perimeter players who are very talented, and we're excited about, a couple of the big players that we have that are developing and that are really excited about their opportunity to make an impact on the team. So, you know, obviously, Annalise and Ty A will get a lot of looks, and I think that they're really excited about that opportunity and excited about what they can bring to the team. So, like you said, we bring a lot back on the perimeter, but we're excited to give our inside players a lot of, confidence and a lot of reps this season as well.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And your final question is from the line of Michael Rand with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Good morning, Coach Whalen. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Hey, just in some cases in this conference, you're going to be coaching against – coaches you went up against as a player, where they were there already, including Brenda, obviously with Maryland, you played for her. How do you imagine those specific matchups, and just how do you think coaches in this conference in general will be watching you as the season goes along in terms of your progress and kind of matching wits against you?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good challenge for me and for our team to be able to go up against a lot of the great coaches in this league. And so, I was able to play against Lisa Bluters when she was at Iowa. And so I have a ton of respect for her and what they do there. And having played for Brenda, those will be just unique matchups and unique games. And so, like I said, we have, so many legends in the conference. It's going to be great to compete against them and learn different things as we go. So looking forward to it a lot.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Yep, thank you.